Krishna Prem to give us. But what kind of Krishna Prem? Prem Shri, the beauty of bhakti. What is that beauty of Unnata Ujjwala Rasan Swabhakti? That is the mode of Rupa Goswami. Tambula Pranapada Mardana Payodana, like this, all these things he is giving. We are only qualified to go enter in this. Not Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Chandravali and all. We are not like that. So, if Krishna took the mood and beauty of Radhika, then Radhika was like zero? Was she? No. He was only practicing how Srimati Radhika was in meeting and in separation in both ways. How he was happy in serving Krishna and how he was feeling so much separation mode when Krishna used to go to Mathura or Dwarka or in cowherding or if Srimati Radhika has maan. Sometimes Krishna used to have maan also. So here in this pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu was looking after always very carefully that Krishna is playing my role actually or not. Where is defect? So always looking after. And if there was any loophole, there was some loophole sometimes in Krishna also. So he used to rebuke Krishna and to teach that this mood is mine. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Gaya and now he was playing role, oh Krishna of everyone. This is the mood of Srimati Radhika. Ai Dina Dayadra Nath He Mathura Nath Kada Valokyase Hridayam Tad Alok Kataram Daita Brahma Kim Kam. Like, also there is one slok which Madhavendra Puri used to recite. He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindhu. What is slok? He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindhu. But what is the first line? Or in Srimad Bhagavatam. Like, He Nath, He Raman, He Prista, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, Kipanaya, Dasyaste, Sakhe Dasyaya, something like this. So, Gadadhar Pandit was associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in boyhood. He used to play in the lands of Navadvip with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they were naked. When they were reading in school, Pathshala, he was also associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came from Gaya, he was associates. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took renounce order and gave up his worldly life, he was also associates with him. And he went to Jagannath Puri with him. And he promised that I will never give up this holy land of Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. Now he was ready to give up this promise. Kshetra Sanyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kept him oath of his own head, don't go. You should be here. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that I should go alone Vrindavan. Otherwise, if Gadadhar will go, then all will know that I am Krishna. So he was fearing so much. So anyhow, he stopped Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was coming with him up to any village of Odisha, and there was a very big river. Then Mahaprabhu told that you should come with me from here. he has to stop you. I'm giving you my force of my head. Then he became, at once became faint and Mahaprabhu at once, as a nistur, cruel hearted, he went along with two Brahmins, unknown Brahmins, and he went to Vrindavan. When he came, he used to be with Gadadhar Pandit in Gopinath temple. Gopinath?
Tota
Gopinath. Once he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and told Gadadhar, I want to give you very my near and dear thing to you. Because I want to take. He told that take some sand from here, and a little sand was taken from there, and a Gopinath, very beautiful deity, came from sand, and he gave it to. He told that this is my heart, you should always worship this deity. He began to worship. Once Nityananda Prabhu came, having some cloth and beautiful rice and something else, and he gave to Gadadhar that you should make preparation of rice, shark and all other things. Gadadhar Pandit was so expert in cooking because she was Radhika, and everything cooked by her was like more than nectar. Very quickly he did rice that Nityananda Prabhu, and he gave that vastra to cloth to Gopinath, and he took some tetul patta, tamarind leaves, and cooked a very good rasala from that. He took some forest shark, grill it, and made it so beautiful. And when he offered and Nityananda Prabhu was to take prasad, at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told, oh, you are cheating me. Why you not invited me? And you are going to take only alone Nityananda and Gadadhar both? I will also take Mahaprasada. Then he also sat there. And Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu took prasada, and they were very satisfied there. After some time, one day, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. What? Krishna disappeared from Braja, no, from Ras Leela. And they were singing and weeping with tears. Tava katha amritam sapta jivanam kabviriritam kalma shapaham shabana mangalam shimadatatam huvigrinanti te bhurida jana. Mahaprabhu began, her heart was melted. Gadadhar Prabhu recited in such a separation mood that Mahaprabhu was melted. He began to weep. He ran at once towards the temple and went to Jagannath and mixed in Jagannath,
Gopinath.
Gadadhar Prabhu was waiting that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will return, but he never returned, never returned. Then he became fainted and rolling down on the earth. Oh Mahaprabhu, where have you gone? Left us. In prem, in the mature stage of prem, a Mahabirhagni comes, like Koti Koti Prayagni. Means what I told? In matured stage of prem, a Mahabirhagni, like more than Koti Koti Pralayagni, destruction,
millions of times more than that.
whole world burning in that, coming from the third eyes of Shankar, all are burning. So less and less time, more than that, very painful. A stage comes. Gopi feel like this, in the separation. 1 month separation, a 1 moment separation. So painful for this. A arti comes. Arti comes, arti means? Oh Krishna, where you are? Where you are? Like this. This makes a very anarvachaniya sampatti. Anarvachaniya sampatti means?
Indescribable wealth.
Wealth. And in this stage, this wealth, what wealth? That I am telling. It dances over all kinds of happiness on the heads of all ananda. And that is called vipralambharas. Though it is seen very painful from outside, more than crores and crores heat of pralayagni. Pralayagni means
destruction
fire. But yet, a anarvachani ananda comes. By seeing this, Krishna melts. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was melted with this virahagni of Srila Gadadhara Pandit. We cannot define this when we will be in Braja, and when we will feel separation, then we can know something. But we cannot describe to anyone. But it is the highest thing. And if there is nothing, then we cannot taste meeting of Krishna. So, Krishna is melted to see the devotee's stage of separation mode. In our sadhana stage, we will have to feel some separation. If you are not feeling separation for Krishna, how we can do anything for Krishna? We cannot do any sadhana. But if feeling separation, that is sadhana actually. And then more and more, and when we will come to bhavdasa, then this something, abhas of that virahagni will be manifest here. And then siddha sarir will come in this stage. So, the ordinary person, they cannot know what is that separation mode. Say they laugh sometimes. When Srivas Pandit was rolling down on the earth and weeping bitterly, hearing the sloka of Varaha Pidam Natavarvapyo, and all the Pandits of Navadvip were laughing and joking, and they took his body and they throw him out of that school. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very serious. They don't know Bhagavat even. So they laugh and joke. So Chaitanya so Srimad Bhagavat is telling, Mukti Dadati Na Asma Bhakti Yogam. Mukti Dadami Karhi. Krishna gave liberation and can give liberation and all these things, worldly things he can give easily. Mukti also very easily. But this prema Krishna does not give to them. Why? Because they don't know, realize the separation mode. They laugh and joke to devotees. That is why this Krishna. He gets to rare only. Where rare? So Bhakti Vinod Thakur was one of them, and he was the incarnation or manifestation of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, Gaur Shakti Swarupaya. And Gaur Shakti is Gadadhar himself. his Srimati Radhika himself. So if you will take shelter in the lotus feet of Gadadhar Pandit and to Srimati Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then we will come in process and very quickly we will enter in Bhakti Rila, Shuddha Bhakti Rila. Kau Premanande Jasumati Nandana Brajavarna Agara Jasumati Nandana. More loudly. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Given to the devotees. Read the name and then they should stand up and.
Bhakti Silvana, you can stand up.
What?
Shobha.
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 Where? You are given name Shobha Rani. The beauty of Srimati Radhika. So Shobha Rani ki
jaya.
Astikni Devi Dasi.
Asalata Dasi. The creeper of Asa.
Oh.
That the asa is like, I will be the Palya Dasi or maid servant of Srimati Radhika. So, the Palya Dasi or any Dasi of Radhika is Asalata Dasi, the name of any gopi. Asalata Devi ki?
Bhakta Gautam.
Where is
Giridhari?
Giridhari Das. Giridhari, who took on his finger Giriraj, Govardhan. He is Giridhari. So Giridhari Das is that one. Giridhari Das Brahmachari ki.
Bhakti Nila.
Oh, very good name. What?
Leela Madhuri.
Leela Madhuri. Leela Madhuri. Leela Madhuri Devi ki?
Yeah.
Your name is what name? Leela Madhuri.
Leela.
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 Krishna Leela. Very beautiful. So sweet.
Then, I don't know that her name, but she is married with Anantada.
Anantadas? Oh. What else?
Her name is Rukmini. You have not changed the name.
Rukmini Dasi. And who gave you this name? Your father, mother? Who?
Indra-dhamma.
So you want to change or you want to keep this name?
Change it.
Okay, I will give you. Sit down.
Okay.
Not. And all the names which are bona fide, so I did not change. So all names are okay. I will think and I will give proper name. Then you should do Kirtan, Aarti. And we will finish. Arthur. Oh, what name? Gudaki Sarpa. Red by Red?
By Kunta Priya Prabhu.
Why he does not? What is the your mother's maid?